For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. With a few strokes on a keyboard, money is being stolen, information is being compromised, business secrets are being pilfered. It's an all-too-familiar activity. It's hacking, and it happens every day in South Carolina and around the nation. However, a new weapon against hackers has arisen in the past few years, the White Hat Hacker. According to Ronnie Wilkinson, Director of Information Technology Services for the University of South Carolina's College of Engineering and Computing, a white hat hacker is a good hacker that has permission to break into a system within specified boundaries.
There are white hat hackers who have this exact same skill set as your black hats. And those terminologies come from the old cowboy movies where the good guys wore white hats, the bad guys wore black hats. But white hats have permission. Companies hire them to do the same thing that a black hat hacker would do and give them a report. Here's the holes in your defenses so that they can shore up their defenses.
The company could give white hat hackers information to help them find holes in certain areas or not, said Wilkinson.
The company could hire them to start with no knowledge of the company and say, try to get in, try to get to our data and then report it. They may put restrictions on them like only do it between these hours and don't hit our most critical machines. And when you get there, you're not allowed to install tools. It depends on the various engagements as to what they're actually going to do.
Tom Webb directs information security operations for USC. He said some white hat hackers are former computer geeks who used to break into systems not to do harm, but for the challenge. Now they're getting bounties to find bugs in security systems for companies as large as Facebook and Google.
You're actually allowed to hack into them in most cases. Sometimes you have to sign a waiver saying that you're not going to do harm, but then anything that you find, you submit to them, and they actually pay you money back for doing it. Now you can actually hack the government if you go through, fill out the paperwork, and they give you clearance. And then if you find bugs on these sites, they actually pay you a bug bounty now, too.
Most bounties range between $5,000 and $10,000, but can go as high as $100,000. Webb said that's a big change, and a good one, from a decade or two ago when even no harm hacking could brand a person as a criminal.
Where before, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000, anytime you go and tell them, I found a problem in your site, the first thing they do is they slap a restraining order on you and all these types of problems. And now they're like, thank you for sharing this. And it's a much more positive type thing just from how many legal fights that were going on around that time with people trying to help companies.
There are classes that teach white hat hackers the latest hacking techniques that the criminals are using. After all, said Wilkinson,
if you don't have IT professionals with the same sort of skills as the bad people, the only people testing your defenses are the bad people, and they're not going to give you a written report to fix your stuff. They're just going to take advantage.
Webb added that these classes are only the beginning of a need for constant re-education.
Every couple of years, if you get certified, you have to retake it and recertify because the landscape changes so quickly from one day to the next of new attack methods are detected. And typically, I spend about 10 hours a week just researching new methods and attacks and vulnerabilities that are coming out each week because it's moving that quickly.
Webb said small companies may not be targeted as often as the larger ones, but there are simple steps they can take to protect their information without a consultant. These include patching their servers, running antivirus programs, and making sure to have firewalls to prevent unwanted connections to the internet, because the Black Hat's computers never sleep. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.